Jacaranda FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 19, Pretoria 20, Mbombela and Polokwane 24 grade. Lebohang Mahila het die LER vir Finansies en Ekonomiese Ontwikkeling in Gauteng lig vandag inwoners in oor die stand van munisipaliteite in die provinsie. Hy sal ook die jongste audit uitkomste vir die 2023 en 2024 boekjaar bekend maak. Gauteng het 11 munisipaliteite insluitend die Tshwane, Johannesburg en Ekurhuleni metros en 2 distriksmunisipaliteite.
Most of municipalities maintain the same outcomes as in the 2022-2023 financial year. With 3 improving their outcomes. No municipality within the Gauteng province saw a regression. We commend the Midvaal local municipality for sustaining its clean audit for 11 consecutive years.
Die Save South Africa Civic Movement het die minister van Finansies en Koronwana gevra om te verseker dat die komende begroting arme mense bevoordeel en op uitdagings soos werkloosheid, armoede en werkskepping fokus. Koronwana lewer môre die nasionale begrotingsrede. Tebogo Mashilompane van die beweging vra ook vir 'n einde aan korrupte tenderstelsels en verhoogde befondsing.
The minister should address the issue of infrastructure development and government ownership of infrastructure. Currently, many government departments are renting out spaces instead of being the landlords. Furthermore, we call on the Minister of Finance to not make any increase on taxes.
Die ACDP sê intussen die minister van Finansies sal uitgawes en inkomste in 'n laaggroei omgewing moet balanseer.
The extension of AGOA later this year has been cast into serious doubt. South African agricultural, automotive and manufacturing sectors will be the most severely impacted, and this could have a severe impact on economic growth prospects. President Ramaphosa's international envoys must succeed in ensuring the extension of AGOA.
Dit aan die ACDP se Steve Swart. Die burgerlike organisasie Sanko in Gauteng eis dat die Zazo nachtklub in Pretoria sy lisensie teruggetrek moet word. Dit volg na video's van die ronde doen van 'n groep mans wat by die kroeg gemartel en aangerand word. 3 slagoffers van die beweerde aanranding sê klagtes by die Brooklyn polisiestasie afgelê. Abram Mashini van Sanko doen 'n beroep op die vinnige hegtenisneming van die oortreders.
What we are saying is Sanko, the license must be revoked with immediate effect and this activity must be closed. The guy that exposed, he must get protection. Let's make sure that we get the perpetrators.
En ons sluit af met nog nie sy die buitenland senior Amerikaanse en Russiese diplomate vergader vandag in Saudi-Arabië oor 'n moontlike einde aan die oorlog in Oekraïne. Dit sal die eerste ontmoeting tussen senior verteenwoordigers wees van die twee lande sedert Moskou Oekraïne in Februarie 2022 binnengeval het. Die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump is teen gunste van 'n vinnige oplossing vir die konflik. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Gauteng Finance and Economic Development MEC Lebogang Mahila is this morning giving an update on the state of municipalities in the province.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
People dream high in the quiet